The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Couple of announcements. After church today, we will have a joint board meeting. Also keep the members of the District of Minnesota North in your prayers this week. Larry and I have to go to the district convention. That's why I'm keeping our prayers together with us. Tom and Phyllis have some exciting news for us.
Elizabeth Marie Peterson was born on Tuesday, February 18th. She's doing well. Sarah and Eli and Elizabeth came home on Thursday night, and we came back to Denver on Friday.
Teresa? What's that? Well, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
You know, this week was a wonderful trip to Missouri.
Missouri?
Missouri.
Tracy, you have something to announce. The bike.
Oh, yeah. My nephew and dad's grandchild has, they found that his mass, Micah is his name, they were able to take part of it out, but they went to St. Jude and found a second one in his brain and then also a tumor on his spine. So, he's got a lot of challenges. He's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Her brother and sister in law, their family, and your prayers. Anybody else have announcements? Our service is page 15, and we'll start singing our first hymn as soon as the hymn starts playing. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest me of my sins.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess. my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Continue with the intro. Awake. Why are you sleeping, O Lord?
Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever.
For our soul is bowed down to the dust.
Rise up, come to our help.
O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us,
what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old.
You with your own hand drove out the nations, but them you planted.
You afflicted the peoples, but them you set free.
But you saved us from our foes,
and put to shame those who hate us.
In God we have boasted continually,
and we will give thanks to your name forever.
Awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord?
Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever.
For our soul is bowed down to the dust.
Rise up and come to our help. Lord, how I can we do?
God, the strength of all who put their trust in you, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The significance of baptizing with water. What does baptizing with water signify?
It signifies that the old Adam in us showed a daily contrition and repentance. He drowned and died with all sins and evil lust. And again, a new man daily come forth and arise, who shall live before God in righteousness and purity forever.
Where is this written?
St. Paul writes, Romans chapter 6, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, that like as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we shall walk upon the newness of life.
The Old Testament reading for sexagesima is written in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the 10th verse. For as the rain comes down from down and the snow from heaven, and does not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy, and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord your name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Here endeth the Old Testament reading. Continue with the gradual. Let your enemies know that you alone, whose name is the Lord,
are the Most High over all the earth.
O my God, make them like a whirling dust,
like chaff before the wind.
The epistle for this Sunday is from St. Paul's second letter to the Christians in Corinth, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 19. For you put up the fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it with one brings into bondage. If one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you with the face, to our shame I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily? My deep concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I do not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor, under Artaeus, the king, was guarding the city of Damascus with a garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in a wall and escaped from his hands. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows. Such a man was caught up to the third heaven, and I know such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast. Yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Here endeth the epistle reading. Please rise for the tract. O God, you have rejected us, broken our defenses.
You have been angry, O restore us.
You have made the land a quake. You have torn it open.
Repair its breaches for its authors.
That your beloved ones may be delivered.
Give salvation by your right hand and answer us.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 8th chapter of St. Luke, beginning with verse 4. When a great multitude had gathered, they had come to him from every city. He spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow a seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down. And the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on a rock, and as soon as it sprang up, withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Then his disciples asked him, saying, what does this parable mean? And he said, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear. Then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And they have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. For the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. This is the gospel of the Lord. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Did you see that as we continue with our next hymn?
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. When you consider these four categories of earth into which the seed is sown, the path in which the seed is trampled and eaten by birds, the rocks where the seed dries out for lack of moisture, the thorns which choke out the sprouting plant, and then finally the good soil from which the seed grows and produces much fruit. Nevertheless, you must be careful about the assumptions you make. You're told that the seed is the word of God. And Jesus tells you this very clearly. These four types of earth are the four types of people who then hear the word of God. And as you see, only one of the four groups is saved and produces good fruit. So a common assumption is that those among the good soil are better than those among the path of rocks and thorns. This is not the case, though. Rather, those among the good soil are given saving faith as a gift. Dear saints in Christ, Jesus says to his disciples, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, given namely as a gift." You see, faith is a gift from God. As Scripture clearly says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God." Those among the good soil are just as incapable in and among themselves of understanding and believing the gospel as those among the bad earth. Again, God's word says, "The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. You are dead in your trespasses and sins, following the course of this world, and the prince, the power of the air, until God makes you alive in Christ Jesus. This he does completely by grace. Many are called, but few are chosen," Jesus says. It is the chosen, elected before the foundation of the world by God's grace, who are given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. So then, those among the good soil have no cause for boasting in themselves, but may only boast in the Lord, who has created saving faith in your hearts. You see, once you boast in yourself, your trust is no longer in Christ, but is in yourself. So you must not even trust in your ability to believe in Christ. For you are saved by grace through God's mercy in Christ, not according to your works. Nevertheless, there is another assumption equally damaging, that those among the good soil need not be aware of the dangers of the three bad types of earth. So as with any parable, there are limitations. The good soil is not kept completely separate from the road, rocks, and thorns. Rather, among those who hold fast to the word with an honest and good heart, are those who are pulled away by the enemies of the word. And every Christian must endure trials and the dangers of the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh. Those among the good soil do get hounded by the devil. They do get flattered by the world, and they do get betrayed by their own sinful flesh. And so you must not rely upon your own strength, but you should rely upon the word of Christ. And you should be aware of the threats to your faith in this life. The birds that gobble up the seed, Jesus says, are the devil, who takes the word from your hearts so that you may not believe and be saved. Protect us from this, dear Heavenly Father. Yet, how does Satan accomplish this? Well, how has Scripture shown Satan to do this? And how has Satan shown himself to do this throughout history? The devil asked Eve in the Garden of Eden, did God really say? He's been doing that same trick ever since. Did God really say? Do you really want to believe that? Does that sound fair? Does that sound plausible? And so even in the church, the devil works to create doubt in your heart at the preaching of God's word, and even goes after the preachers themselves, so that many churches preach and teach false gospels, rejecting what is unpopular or difficult to accept. Satan takes the word of God from Christians' hearts through false doctrine, which rejects God's truth for the opinions of men. Not only in the church does the devil attack, but out in the world, through television and countless other forms of entertainment and education. Satan works to rob God's word from the heart of believers. Young people go off to college, which has proven to be the most dangerous place for the faith of young Christians. And while there, Satan robs them of God's word and fills them with the ideas that will fade with the grass. All Christians should be aware of this, of the lies of Satan, which question the clear words of Scripture. Jesus says, those among the rocky soil are those who believe for a while, but at a time of testing, they fall away. Christians must endure testing. They do not get to choose where and when and how they are tested. Testing is what it sounds like, where you can either pass or fail. Failing is to fall into sin. To pass is to resist temptation, not fall into sin, and to increase in faith. Those among the rocks with a shallow faith cannot endure testing. When given a cross to bear on account of Christ, or on a temptation into sin, or persecution, they abandon the faith. This is a danger for Christians. This is why you should always pray, lead us not into temptation. And when you see that you are weak, and when the burdens of being a Christian is heavy, you should go to Christ for strength. Those among the good soil are not those who are never tempted or even have never sinned, but rather, when they do sin, they repent and they seek the forgiveness for Christ's sake. Those who fall among the thorns are probably the most familiar to you. Jesus says, the cares, the riches, and pleasures of life choke out the word. You see this all the time. Why do Christians stop going to church where they hear the word of God? Because the cares, the riches, and the pleasures of this life distract you, and they become more important to you. Why do Christian families neglect to have devotions? Why can't you take a few minutes for God's word and prayer each day? Because there are too many other things to care about. And so the word of God gets choked out. The fruit breaks off the vine before it's ripe, and the plant dies. Not a day should go by that you do not cast away the idols of this life, which distract you from Christ and his word. If you are choosing some care or pleasure in life at the expense of hearing God's word, remember the warning of the thorn bush. repent, and seek Christ in his word. Yet saints in Christ, those who fell among the good soil, are those who hear the word of God. They hold fast to it in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. With patience means that you must deny attacks of the devil, the world, and your sinful flesh. Nevertheless, you endure. How? By holding fast to the word. You are saved by grace apart from works. Faith is a gift of God. Yet this gift is not given without means. It isn't just dropped from the sky or infused in your heart while you're dreaming. The gift of faith is given and strengthened through the word of God. This is why Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Saving faith comes from hearing the word of God. God promises that his word does not return to him empty, but will accomplish that which it proposes. The purpose of the word of God is to create faith in your hearts so that you will be saved from eternal death. As St. John writes, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name." Now don't get confused by the fact that God has chosen the elect before the foundation of the world. This does not mean that God does not desire all people to be saved. In St. Paul's letter to 1 Timothy, in 1 Timothy he says, he desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. This is why Christ has commanded that the gospel be preached to the whole world. Never assume that the elect can be saved apart from hearing and believing God's word. You can know absolutely nothing of your election apart from the gospel of Jesus Christ, which promises forgiveness of sins to all who believe. The teaching of election is meant to be a comfort for those who gladly hear and believe the gospel, not to those who despise God's word. The word of God is so precious because it gives you Jesus. Jesus says that unless a kernel fall to the ground and die, it will not grow to bear much fruit. He was speaking of himself. He needed to die for your sins upon the cross. Jesus is the seed that is buried into the ground, dead, and rises to new life to bear much fruit. And you are that fruit. St. James tells you that the implanted word is able to save your souls. And St. Peter writes that you are born again, an imperishable seed through the living and abiding word of God. The word of God plants Jesus into your hearts so that you die to sin and live to righteousness. The word of God which saves is received through faith and not by works. This is because the saving word of God, the gospel, does not command works, but it promises salvation. Jesus has done all the work for you. He has died for your sins. He has opened the gates of heaven to all who believe in him. This is why this word is so precious, because it gives you the kingdom of heaven as a gift. You must cherish Christ's word and guard it at all times from all enemies, whether from the devil, whether from the pressures of this world, or even from your lazy and stubborn hearts, which would rather be attached to something temporary and mortal. You should seek to hear and learn God's word at all times, to teach it to your children, and to hold it as your dearest treasure, because it has the power to forgive your sins the power to create and preserve faith, and the power to defend against the devil and all temptations. Jesus says that those who hold fast to the word with honest and good hearts bear fruit with patience. He's speaking of the fruit of faith, which is love, peace, charity, gentleness, self-control, and things like these. These fruits can be a comfort because they are a sign that the Word of God is alive within you. When you forgive those who sin against you, you are comforted because you are reminded that God has forgiven you for Christ's sake. Nevertheless, you must remember that you are not saved because of the fruit you bear. You bear good fruit because you are saved. If you want an apple orchard, you don't buy a bushel of apples and stick them on trees. No, you must plant apple trees. And so you cannot make yourself a Christian by bearing good fruit. But you start with the seed, with the word of Christ, which is the power of salvation to all who believe it. Dear saints in Christ, when you believe the promises God makes to you in his word, you receive everything Jesus won for you through his innocent death and resurrection. You inherit the kingdom of God. May no delusion from the devil, the world, or your sinful flesh ever rob you of this greatest treasure. Amen.
Amen.
Now the peace of God that surpasses all. Keep your heart and mind in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Lord of the harvest, we give you thanks for all your tender mercies. Implant in us your holy word, that in good and honest hearts we may keep him always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of glory, enrich your ministers with the very love of Christ and minister to them, that with gladness they may serve the people of your church. Teach them the way of the cross and of self-sacrifice, that they would bear their burden faithfully and at last receive a crown of life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, the seed of your word has found good soil among the hearts of each generation, from whom you have reaped a plentiful harvest according to your gracious will. Continue this sanctifying work in our hearts, that we may bear your fruit in all that we think, say, and do. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Lord, we give thanks that in holy baptism we receive forgiveness of sins, deliverance from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. On this baptismal anniversary, bless Wally, Tammy, Emily, Valerie, and Shirley. Continually be by your word and spirit, that they may faithfully keep the covenant into which you have called them. Boldly confess their Savior, and share finally with all your saints the joys of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, receive the faith of your church in the word, which comes from your mouth. By her witness, enrich our land. Give us faithful rulers. Increase virtue among us. And grant your word free course to enliven faith in all places under heaven. Lord, in your mercy, Creator of all, you have seen fit to allow even the faithful to be hindered by various trials and dangers of life, including Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Moe, Denny, Ruth, Janet, Roger, Micah, Lincoln, Eric, Rachel, Deanna, Valerie, Brianna, Jordan, Pastor Fish, Mary, Vicar Langton family, and the Leslie family. Help your suffering servants to join your blessed Apostle Paul and boast in their weaknesses, confident that your strength will sustain them to eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, by a word you created the heavens and earth to bear fruit under the cultivation of men. Receive our offerings and the fruit of your creation in bread and wine. And by your word, give us the precious body and blood of Christ for our forgiveness, life, and salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that through this, your Son, Jesus Christ, you have sown your holy word among us. Prepare our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may diligently and reverently hear your word. Keep it in good hearts and bring forth fruit with patience, and that we may not incline to sin, but subdue it by your power and in all persecutions, comfort ourselves with your grace and continual help. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue, 3 hymn 307.
Amen.
we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what had been hid before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given at the death for your sin. Take, eat. True body of Christ, given at the death for your sin. Take, eat. True body of Christ. Take, eat. The true body of Christ, given at the death for your sin. Take, eat. True body of Christ, given at the death for your sin. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep your baptismal grace. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, keep your baptismal grace. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for your sin. Take, eat. The true body of Christ. Take, drink. True blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ. Now this true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve him body and soul to life everlasting. Heart in peace, serve the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
body of Christ.
My
thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us for the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Bless thee and keep thee.
thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.